debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. Hey, Alexa, what are the characteristics of a psychopath? That's easy as hell, bitch.
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, psychopathy is characterized by diagnostic features such as superficial charm, high intelligence, poor judgment and failure to learn from experience, pathological egocentricity and incapacity for love, lack of remorse or shame, impulsivity, grandiose sense of self-worth, pathological lying. Did that answer your question?
It sure did!
Yes. Damn, bitch.
Thanks for your feedback.
Alexa, you nailed it.
You could have had a picture of me. Mommy.
I'm just looking at a couple other pictures. Well, she's not my type, I mean, obviously.
She's a...
No, she has a breast. I like big petulant breast.
What'd you say?
You like what?
Big petulant breast.
Wait, how, like what?
If I'm close enough to the word, that should at least count for something, that I was able to pull that out of my ass and then get it to then where realistically everyone kind of knew what I was talking about.
So Dr. Diaco proclaims to me during the break that we might have Charlie Crist on tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. Does he know that we're supporting Ron DeSantis? No. Does he know that it's going to be an ambush? No. I thought you were just going to, and Dan says, I thought you were just going to ask him questions, and then, you know.
Oh, we may have Charlie this week. Maybe tomorrow, Bubba.
What, for his equal time?
For his equal time, yeah.
South Half Willie.
Now, are we going to be able to tell him that?
I don't know. We could talk about it at a time.
No.
You two let me shut.
He needs to know. He needs to know that we're going to clown him.
That we're going to what him?
Clown him.
Clown him?
Yes.
He needs to know that we support DeSantis.
Well, he still wants to be on the show. We're still going to support him as a person.
Southern Girl Robin, good morning.
Who's booking this?
Well, I'm trying to. You said you wanted to get him on the air.
I know, but what I'm saying is you have to tell him.
18 months of hippie is hard.
Are we going to hit him?
Tell that it's an ambush.
Bubba doesn't want it yet.
If we ambush him, you're going to lose that fucking contact. If we ambush
him. Well, I didn't know you were going to ambush him.
That was the whole plan.
Well, I thought it was a side joke, but I thought you were going to still give him deference.
Can somebody fucking maybe hit Dan over the head to see if he can get
it? I'd happily do it.
Knowing how to work fucking hat back on. So, Dan, what I'm saying to you is, like, you can book Charlie Crist. But, I mean, do you know what kind of gimmick we're running here? Are you familiar on the deal?
Yes, but I thought you were going to be a little bit more stealth about it. I thought you were going to work a little bit more about, you know, like trying to, like, keep that under the wraps until, you know, the actual target's there.
Well, I got the target. I get the target on the phone. And so, like, I mean, in full disclosure, I think I got to let the target know what my intentions are. Don't
you think? Hunting season? Okay.
I mean, Blitz, what's your ruling on that? Anything less than that, and I look stupid.
We don't let the deer know.
Well, and you're trying to help Dan out because you don't want Dan to book it and, you know, have it be an ambush and then and make Dan look bad, you know.
Next thing you know, you know, next thing you know, Steve, who's probably closest with Charlie, he get heat. He's got heat.
Yeah.
You know, Steve's like, Danny, why did you have Bubba? Why'd you have Charlie on when you knew Bubba was going to kill him?
Right.
And then, Dan, guess who gets all the heat? I don't. You get all the heat.
Yep.
Last thing you need, Steve sniffing around the buckle brush. Right? I mean, last thing you need is Steve on your trail, right?
Right.
You spend all of your life keeping Steve off your trail, don't you?
I thought you were just going to give him enough rope to hang himself. You know what I mean? I thought you were just going to ask tiny questions that you knew he had to give a bad answer for.
All right. That in itself would be not good. Right. So you be Charlie Crist, Dan, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to know how you feel after the interview. And then you tell me whether you pick up the phone and you raise hells with Steve. And then Steve is up your ass. Ready?
Okay.
Here it goes. Charlie, man, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Bubba. Good to hear you again.
Good hearing you as well. Hey, buddy, what do you think about this mask deal? Don't you think that it's just a bunch of nonsense and the big COVID boogeyman is just that? It's just propaganda at its finest, big farm?
Well, Bubba, Dr. Fauci's told us many times that the mask can be very helpful, especially if you combine that with social distancing and a vaccine. And, shutting down some of the
right,
types
right,
of
right,
businesses.
Right, Charlie. So listen, you know, that really worked out for a lot of good states, just shutting it right on down. Did you want us to have like a New York template where we really, really buckle it on down? Or do you want Floridians to be able to come and go and thrive? Don't you think that maybe some of our economy and some of the windfalls of some of these restaurants that are able to stay afloat during when most restaurants in New York had to close down was the fact that our governor opened things up and we didn't vilify and were afraid of this boogeyman?
Well, Bubba, you know, Florida had a lot of deaths and a lot of people in the hospital, and so that could have been limited if people were a little bit more responsible with mask wearing and if people went to fewer bars and clubs and things that can, you know, become big spreaders.
Shut up, Charlie.
Big buck from Charleston, 1,000
That's how he's going to answer. That's how he's going to answer.
I'd be like, Charlie, man, I'm going to tell you, buddy. This all went off the rails when you decided to quit being not go for a second term of governor as a Republican and decided to run against Bob Graham, who was like, you know, never could be. You got your ass kicked. Then you had to flip-flop over, go against Alex Sink, got beat there. Like, Dan, I mean, you know, Charlie, you're my friend. We go back to the chain gang Charlie days. But, damn, Charlie, you know the number one rap on you, kid, is you're a flip-flopper.
Tell me sold out.
You sold out, Charlie. You sold out, buddy. Mm-hmm. You had it all right there. You two-time governor, that would have parlayed you into a far better chance to be a congressman or a senator. And you're a congressman now for some pissant little that's Kevin Sistrick. I'm so sorry. But anyway, I'm just saying, Charlie, now you're, you know, Congress isn't good enough for you. And now you want to be the governor again. You mean the same job you could have had you not, gotten a little too big-headed and some bad information? Well, Bubba, I know, you know. Okay. Well, at the end of the day, Charlie, if you want to call up and be the Republican that I know you are deep down, the conservative chain gang Charlie that I all know that we all fell in love with and that we put in the governor's mansion, if you can call me back as that guy, man, every day, buddy. But if you can't, I'm just going to keep running Ron DeSantos commercials. And I think we're even now because that was about 800. Lemmy, how many seconds was Charlie on with us there?
874 seconds.
So we're square, Charlie.
Good. I'm glad we got you back to square one.
Maybe we're the therapeutic reset that Charlie Crist needs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if he was a rugged, you know, football player, chain gang Charlie, he'd have all the votes in the world.
He's not
anymore.
He was. He had us bamboozled as that. And he had us bamboozled like, I'd be like, also, Charlie, tell me about that wife situation. What was it really, buddy?
Right.
Charlie.
And it's all like WWJD, you know, what would Jesus do?
No, Charlie, can you spell B-E-A-R-D? That's what I thought, buddy.
Oh, no.
Charlie, I know you're clean shaven, but you've been known to wear a beard, haven't you, kid? So you want to, Dan, go ahead and book that for tomorrow, buddy?
Can't wait.
Or do you want Steve so far up your ass that Jay has to surgically remove him?
Yeah, well.
Now hold on. So if I did that same interview with Charlie, how fast would you be in trouble with your brother Steve?
You know,
who's closest to Charlie, by the way?
I think that Steve would interpret Charlie's current position as impotent. And
yeah,
so,
but Steve knows how to play the game, and he keeps Charlie as a friend, and he keeps Charlie as a, you know, as a person that he can call. He doesn't have to believe in Charlie's politics,
yeah, but
he's Charlie's friend, and what we did would be not very friendly-like. That's not friendly fire.
I understand
fire.
That.
You don't ambush a friend.
No, I don't like ambushing anybody, but I mean, I don't think Charlie's going to be in office very much longer. I think he's going to be unemployed in six
months. Don't you think we all save face so we're not getting a Steve Diaco meltdown? Because, okay, after we did that interview, who would be the first person Charlie would call?
His mommy.
No.
Oh.
No.
Dan, they were mean to me.
You're pissing me off.
They were mean to
who's
me.
Who's the first person?
Steven. Steven, they were mean to me.
And he'd say, no, he'd say, Steven.
Mommy.
He'd say, Steven, here's what he'd say. You ready? You ready?
Yes.
This is how much trouble you're in. And this is how much trouble I'm taking off your plate.
Thank
he would
you.
Say, Steven, Charlie. Hello, Charlie. Steven, are you familiar with Dan booking me on Bubba's show? No. Well, he did, and Bubba completely cut me to shreds, completely embarrassed me. Your brother didn't help matters out. And, you know, I've done some good things for you, Steve. I put you on the Crosstown Commission. I've done some great things. You and I are friends. Our families are friends. And that was absolutely bullcrap what you did to me today, putting me in that scenario.
Yeah, that probably would be the phone call.
Mm-hmm. And so then how does a phone call go when Steve calls you? I'll tell you.
He kicks downhill.
Hello, Dan.
Punching down.
Dan, Steve.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you put Charlie on Bubba's show when you knew it was going to be an ambush?
I can't hear you. I think we have a bad connection.
Okay, good. I'll come across the street and whip your ass in, okay?
I'll drive across the street.
Great. I'll be there in 2 minutes. Are you in the carriage house or the big house? Because I'm coming guns a-blazing.
Oh, I have an emergency. I got
to
go.
And I'm bringing Krista to kick Romina's ass, too.
Oh, my God.
We're going to handle this, buddy. And then he called Jay, and then Jay would be on your ass. The way Jay can, and your day would just be horrible.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good day.
So we're not going to have
so
Charlie.
5 minutes of good radio would be like 5 days of hell for me.
5 days? No,
months.
5 months.
5 minutes.
Oh, Jesus,
man, look at you.
He's got the swagger.
I'll tell you what. Let's have Charlie on tomorrow.
We'll see. He may be listening now. Maybe I'm not doing it.
I'm just telling you,
people out there.
Go ahead, think that you're big slinging D. Put those big balls up on the table and watch how much trouble you get in.
Okay.
You will get in so much trouble.
I'm listening.
Blitz, how much trouble will Dan be in if he actually steps up and allows this interview?
Probably quite a bit.
All right, perfect. All right,
we'll be seeing you walking here in the studio soon. Thanks.
Sounds good. All right, bye.
With his broken wallet and backpack and all the other crap he brings in.
Yeah, he brings in so much stuff.
Busted out his wallet from putting so much crap in it.
Yeah, it's huge.
You only put so many receipts in your wallet.
Yeah, and 1,000 business cards.
Have you seen Lemmy's wallet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Dan started on camera before.
You couldn't sit on it. Like,
no.
You know,
you mean back problems.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Dan, do you keep, like, I keep my wallet, like, in a little, like, I don't put my wallet in my pocket.
It depends. I have like one of those little small things with just a couple sliders for credit cards and a little cash.
Right.
I will walk around with it in my front pocket sometimes. Sometimes I just, you know.
How about Blitz? Are you a wallet in the pocket kind of guy? Remember back in the day, like your dad would always have his jeans on before you go to work. And then he always, well, your dad didn't have jeans when he went to work, Dan. But he'd have his wallet in the back pocket. And eventually it would like you'd see a square in the back of his pocket, like guys who have dip cans.
Right, have that circle.
They have that little circle. I think that's like a badge of honor.
And then some guys would have a little circle in the front pocket.
For what?
From a condom. You ever see that on jeans?
No.
A little circle in the front pocket?
Usually it's in the wallet.
No.
Well.
Condoms. Condoms are for sailors. Now, Anna, the last time you had sex, was it condom?
Yes.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was part of a relationship and you guys had already been.
No, there's one other that snuck in.
Really?
Yeah.
Such a thing as a sneak in?
No, hold on. Is this all something did we just organically stumble upon this? Or
No. You've known about this.
So after Tomas, there was a sneak in?
Yeah, about a year after the breakup.
After Tomas, there was a sneak in?
There was a sneak in.
Was it a one-timer deal?
No. I thought it was going somewhere, but it was not. Whoops. but that's okay.
Dropped off the cliff afterwards.
I wouldn't say that.
As a testament to how good you are in bed.
Thank you so much. Let me thank you.
Oh, no problem, Bubba.
God bless your little soul.
Did Lummy get a perm?
No problem.
Lummy, are you really?
I got another perm.
Lummy, look at you. Lummy, look at you. You just look completely disheveled. Look at you, buddy.
I need light, too.
I tried to make myself look homeless.
Lummy.
Yeah.
We need some light.
Yeah, I'm getting myself set up.
You're very beautiful.
You usually have a few minutes to set up.
Look at him.
Very disoriented.
Cactus Jack had sex with Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Tugboat. Lummy, did we order your tugboat outfit yet?
Brian said he was going to make it.
Brian's going to make us tugboat outfit?
Yeah, he said he's going to buy this.
He's quite the seamstress.
Lummy, look at all that.
Oh my God!
Look at all those wires. Blitz, can you isolate him?
Yeah.
he's got all these.
It's like that every morning.
Every morning.
His whole life is a tanglement.
Lummy, what is that, buddy?
It's my laptop power source. My headphones.
Can't wrap it up.
And
my mouse. Somehow they all get tangled in my backpack on the way in.
How's that wallet?
Hold on, Blitz. Like you put him, like you wrapped him up real nice and put him in there. And while you're driving on the way in, they tangle themselves up like that, right?
That's what happens when you're drunk driving.
My wallet broke.
Jesus.
God, Lummy, look at that.
Yeah, it broke.
I should just buy you a purse to put all those credit cards
in.
This is a manageable wallet.
No, it's not, dude.
It's not.
That's a relic, and it's embarrassing.
Lummy, that's something that your grandpa would carry.
Nobody carries a wallet like that anymore.
Nobody does, Lummy.
With receipts from 7-Eleven.
I don't know.
Lummy, and nobody needs that many. Like, all you need in life is you need a debit card, and you need a credit card, and you need your driver's license.
And a CWP.
Well, I got my Costco card.
Hold on, and your weapons permit. Or your weed card. That's all you need.
And
I got a Chi-Chi Rodriguez free small bucket for the driving
1998.
Range.
He's got driving range free buckets of balls.
I got a gift card with 18 cents on it.
You know,
it,
and if you
AAA
always carry
card.
Your phone on you.
Why don't you carry change in your wallet, too? Just put like one of the little flip
things. Yeah, you need a change pouch.
Why don't you just get a change pouch? Why don't you get one of those things that, remember, they used to have those change machines that would go with two quarters, two dimes, and a nickel. Zing, yep. Zing, zing, zing.
Yeah, I would get one of those.
So, you know, you don't need to carry your ID in Florida anymore because there's apps that they have that you can download your ID on.
I didn't know that.
And it works as a trail ID, like if you get stopped.
Yeah, but man, I got to thank the cops. Really, you're automatic. But you know how they say cops, like within the first 30 seconds, can determine, you know, whether they're dealing with a dick or not? You know, like if a guy rolls your window down, the cops are, and he's like, do you know why I pulled you over, sir? You're like, no, I don't, man. I'm just telling you right now, man. There's like, you know, crack dealers, and I pay your salary. Jesus Christ, I bet you I was just following along with traffic. I have no idea why you pulled me over. He's like, okay, all right. The cop's like, okay, whatever. But if you're like, if he pulls you over, you're like, you know what, sir, I'm not even going to lie to you. I was speeding. I just wasn't really paying attention. I saw you. I looked down, and I knew I was speeding. You know, I'm not even going to lie to you, bud. And then you have your driver's license and your insurance ready to go.
Yeah, but you
like
keep...
he's gonna be in. You got at least a 50% chance of getting out of it.
So someone like Lummy, like you keep that giant wallet in your car, and then you have like a small wallet with like your main couple cards
yeah,
and stuff
Lummy.
You carry with you.
Lummy, or we get you a man bag or a fanny pack or something like that.
A fanny pack,
a satchel.
No, that's why I said because it's so douchey. A guy with fanny pack Jones.
Yeah, unless
anyway,
there's a 45 in there.
I got to think with the cop, man. If you hand him your physical driver's license, he would appreciate that more than when you hand him your phone.
No, I agree.
It might go dark, and then he needs your code, your fingerprint.
And then he's got your phone.
Yeah,
you just hand him your phone.
So the app has a QR code on it that most cops now can just scan right away.
All right. Of all the things that should be in his wallet, his ID should be the one of all.
Well, no,
the cop that happened to pull you over, Blitz, he's from Lake City, Florida agency, and they don't got the QR code reader. And
no, I know, but you should always keep your ID and stuff like in your car. I mean.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you should have like a rolling around wallet and then like just a necessity wallet, which is like one debit card, you know, your ID.
Some cash.
Now you don't even really need, I mean, you know.
I know.
Yeah, you should
always have a little cash.
I know. I always like to have, you know.
TC need to pay someone off real quick.
Right.
What happens if I stop at the local Wing House and I need my rewards card?
Then you have it in your car.
But what if I didn't drive because I was responsible?
You gotta think ahead.
What if I stop by the Wing House and I need my rewards card?
That's right. I mean, you never know where you're gonna stop on.
What do Wing House rewards give you?
Yeah, like, what do you get? Day,
like
a
free soda?
You can get after like $5 or $10 after like $50 spent.
Let me, have you been using your Fetch app at all?
Yes, I have. That's why I also keep my receipts. And then
oh,
I get
so this
home
is all Bubba's fault.
Fetch, yep.
What's the code?
Wait, and by the way, if you go to fetch.com and you sign up.
Umbrella Hawaii 27 Alpha Alpha.
Good job, Lummy.
That's my code. Use my code. Oh, so Dan, I don't know if we should show Dan's new gun on Twitch, but you're going to have to let us know the legalities of
if
that.
If it's not like in an aggressive way, if you're just displaying it, isn't that okay, Blitz?
It is.
Okay.
You have to be careful.
All right, so you know, Dan, if you could secure what your weapon, please. You know,
and your gun.
And your gun. So Dan is a gun enthusiast.
It's empty.
It's airsoft anyway.
And Dan is that a SIG? It's a SIG
Sauer.
Yes,
it's a SIG 320 AGX.
And it's 9mm. And so Dan, you didn't have to send it to your platers. It SIG sent it to you this way.
Yeah, I got it this way. Man. Seattle Engraving.
Nothing's.
Well, you hold on. Hold on. SIG did not make it that way, though.
No,
right?
it was bought new from Seattle Engraving, which is originally based in Seattle, and I have a place in Brandon. No discount. They're a cool place.
But they did that,
and they do this. They do it with a jeweler, so it's coded, so it's not like easy to scratch. It doesn't wear off.
Wow, what are you, James Bond now, Goldfinger?
This is cool.
Dan, really? Like, for real?
Yeah.
What are you, a rapper now?
No, man.
Are you having
a
midlife crisis with your $3,000 gold-plated belt, your $2,100 gold-plated microphone, and your $3,400 gold-plated pistol with your $300 gold-plated headphones?
Just playing with the costume.
Is Dan is he just not ridiculous? Like, it's ridiculous.
It's part of his charm.
I think it's kind of part of your whole your whole aura, if you will. Is it not?
Part of his aura, right?
Yeah, and he's wearing a t-shirt of himself.
I mean,
too.
It's part of his vibe. His hero. It's like it's his vibe.
It's his
right?
essence.
Yeah, it's your essence. It's your feng shui or whatever. How have you been? Are you in a better mood, buddy? Are you still mad at me? Like, where do we stand?
I'm great.
All right.
Now that he's pooped.
Oh, did he poop?
Yeah,
did you need to shit, son?
No, I mean, I was fine.
But you pooped earlier, though.
I was backed up, Daddy.
When you're trying to talk to me, so that's where I was.
Oh, pooping?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was saying his stomach was hurting.
Did you go upstairs and use that one?
No, I just went to the green room.
Oh, yeah.
You done shitted.
Did you get a good shit in, bud?
Yeah, it was much needed.
I mean, was it solid? Was it cable-like? Was it pie-like? I mean, what if you can't talk to your son about his shits, then who can you talk to?
What color
about?
Was it?
Brown.
Dr. Dan Hooman Onion Baker, 1,000 stars.
Was it deer-like brown?
Yeah, it was like chocolate ice cream.
Oh, well, I mean.
Soft serve or were you log?
Soft.
Soft serve, no log chasers?
Basically.
No, as it was coming out, were you also farting?
No.
That's good too.
Have you ever, like, when I had the 18 incher, the chocolate Superman S,
right?
When I did that one, like when you're laying the cable, you can feel that you're still laying, and you try to not pinch it off.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You try. Yeah. You're like no pinch, no pinch.
Yeah.
No
you're
pinch.
Like no pinch. Keep it
going.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Just one long fucking cable.
And then tell me right now. Tell me right now that as soon as you pinch it off, that you don't kind of lift up and look at it.
You do.
Oh, you have to.
You get pissed if you didn't mean to, and then you do look at it.
And plus, if it's a long one, you're worried it's going to poke you in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have wiped my ass before where I had such a large pile of shit that my hand got into the shit.
Oh, see, I stand, so that's never a problem.
Yeah. And you feel it like on the back of your Canucks.
Right.
Your Nucks. And you... You go to wipe your ass, and then you got all shit knuckles.
Yeah, you got shit knuckles.
You got shit knuckles.
You got shit knuckles.
Did you get that on that 18-incher?
No, I didn't. No, the 18-incher, because it curled around the deal. It's when you lay a pile.
Oh, yeah, the pile goes above the water.
When you lay like an elephant-like pile, and then you wipe, and you feel, and you're like, oh, I just scraped across the top of the mountain, and I got shit knuckles for days. So then what you do,
you can wash your hands.
You got to do is you take a piece of paper, you wipe off the shit knuckles. Yeah, you continue to wipe off your shit off your ass, and then you go right to the hand. Like, you got to you have to soap up your hand, then you have to re-soap the shit, the knucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get shit knucks
pretty good.
Biannually? Shit knucks are like, if you get shit knucks,
like quarterly,
you really are cleansing yourself nicely.
It probably feels good. Not the shit knucks, but.
And shits mean more the older you get. They really do.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Emotionally, spiritually?
A good shit.
Yeah, like, as you get older, you know, your body just can't shit like it used to.
I mean, hold on. Like, is there anything better in life than a nice, big, fucking cable log that's broke off clean?
Oh, no. Oh. And here's your deal.
It doesn't get any better than
You're shitting, and you're shitting, and you're shitting, and you feel so good because it's all coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, and you're like, holy shit, that was a lot. I really shit.
Yeah, right.
And then you go to wipe, and there's just nothing. It's like a clean fucking pinch. You take your asshole around the farm with a finger. You really ream your shit out. You got it fucking clean. Maybe you take one of those Preparation H, Hazel.
I found some of those recently, and I got some at my house now.
Hazel wipes.
Yeah.
And you get in there, and you get your... And now, hold on. Don't forget, I got that little Tushy deal now.
Mm.
That I'm telling you right the fuck now, that thing's to die for.
You know what?
Tyler, have you used our Tushy yet?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think about it?
It's... I mean... I like it.
I do too.
It's weird, but
very rarely do you and I like the same stuff because you usually whatever, and mm-hmm. and especially shits are probably far more important in my life than yours.
Mm-hmm.
But after you wipe yourself clean, and then once you blow your ass with that little water stream, it really you kind of ride it out. You're like, like it feels pretty good.
Can I ask you a question about the Tushy, though?
And Tyler, you've used it, right?
Yeah.
You know, you get kind of reposition. You got to kind of back that ass up a little bit because not everybody's ass is the same.
Right.
And you get in there. Oh, it's a good feeling, don't you think, bud?
It's not a good feeling.
Bullshit. You know, ass is as clean as it could be, buddy.
Well, let me ask you this about the spray down. When you have that kind of pressure applied to your asshole and it feels kind of good, does it kind of like surprise you in a weird way? Like, oh, I didn't think I'd like that pressure there.
If you go, like, it's got a pressure deal. And if you go wide open, it'll almost like water.
It'll cut you to shreds.
Like water jet your asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
But just the right amount of pressure.
No, you start out, you just crack it. And then the stream starts going kind of soft, but then you position your asshole, where you need. Like you kind of got to back that ass up a little bit, and then you lay the wood to it.
Okay.
And then
it can withstand said pressure.
Yeah, I think your asshole, you can't.
You got to angle it.
You got to sneak up. You got to ease your asshole. You just can't sneak up. You can't zoinksville your asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I think everything in life, whether you're into what Lummy's into. Or you're into just me wanting to clean my asshole with a bidet, you can't startle your asshole. You know what I'm saying? You can't bam, there you are, asshole.
Right, you can't do an ass sneak attack.
No,
ass ambush.
No, mm-mm. if Ashley Lummy was giving you the Latin Whopper, okay?
Uh huh.
It's a whole. I'm thinking, Lummy, that can't be like a fucking just one minute it's there and the next minute it's deep plunge. I gotta think that she's gotta be like, okay, Lummy, here comes the Latin Whopper.
Yeah, runs it around my anus a little bit, maybe tips it on the taint.
All right, I didn't know that we were going to get that descriptive.
Does it taint knocking?
Yeah, don't taint knock. It's like it's knocking
knock,
on the door.
Knock, knock, knock. Let me come in.
Knock, knock,
Latin
knock.
Whopper.
Latin Whopper's here, ready to go.
Knocking on Lummy's taint. Knock, knock, knocking on Lummy's taint.
And then just a deep plunge.
Lummy, I don't think that she that would tear a fella up.
Oh yeah,
that would tear a fella up.
Not if you're a pro like Lummy.
Yeah. Well,
that was a left hook.
I mean, you're sitting there in your buffalo stance, getting ready to take the Latin Whopper. I'm thinking that she needs to kind of graduate you into that deal.
Oh yeah,
and not just a zoinksville right through the motherfucking anus.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oof, that would be bad.
Yeah. Same with this bidet, this Tushy deal. You just don't go Talladega matted straight. Boom! You gotta. And secondly, like my ass, the geometry of my ass and asshole is far different than little Anna's ass and asshole.
I think the geometry is probably similar.
No. Like if the nozzle is positioned for my head.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
For my rectum. right. then it might be like that might hit your snatch or something.
Right. And also we have different sized legs and
yeah.
barely.
You know. There's a bunch of different variables.
Barely.
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of different. My ass is thicker, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
And so when you turn that thing on, you instantaneously got to kind of back that ass up and get it right where it, and then you get it right. Where it needs to be. You lock it in, and then it feels so good.
Now, do you pat dry or you just kind of air dry?
No, I pat dry.
You pat dry, okay.
I then take a...
You got to do paper towel, probably.
I just take another...
Because toilet paper might get some remnants.
No.
Remnants? What kind of toilet paper are you using?
You've blown off your remnants.
No, but I mean...
Here's how you do it. It'll stick to your ass. You wipe... Not really.
Get little toilet paper crumbs.
What?
I don't have... I just...
We don't use Scott's.
Yeah, we don't use RV single ply like you do, okay?
Yeah, that cheap shit.
Which,
yeah.
by the way, man, I'll cheap out on anything except toilet paper.
Yeah, you need some salt.
I hate cheap toilet paper.
I do, too. And when I'm visiting somebody's house and they got cheap... I automatically think bad of them.
The other thing I hate, too, is I hate cheap paper towels.
Yeah.
I could care less about that.
Yeah, I don't mind those.
Oh, no way.
I mean, if I go to a guy's house and he's got Kirkland brand, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But if you got some shitty...
Kirkland brand toilet paper.
Yeah. Like, fuck that.
Single ply.
So who are you there?
Bubba, you get that link?
No, I didn't get a link.
Power Pig, hello.
You get this
Power
link?
Pig, hello. All right, hold on. Hold on. How many are you going to...
Well, it's just that I typed what
Anna,
you said.
Don't send me fucking pictures of donuts. That's not what I'm looking
what
for.
What the fuck? We're
doing tire racks.
God damn it, Anna. I should smack you in your fat fucking face. Or something like this. Oh, right here. Okay. Tyler, wouldn't you agree? Something like that?
I can't see. Yeah.
Turn around and look on the screen.
Turn around and look on the screen. I mean, something like that, maybe?
I mean, we'll...
Huh?
Or what? You want...
What?
Is our trailer going to be big enough for that?
That's about the same size your trailer is now, isn't it?
What do you mean is our trailer going to be big enough
no,
for that?
No, like the...
Wide?
There's not really a lot of places where you can... I mean...
Why? What do you mean?
There's not like it's not. Our trailer's open. Like there's not a ramp right there on ours. It's attached. Like yeah, it's more like that one. But
that's the one he was just showing.
That's the one I was showing you, Tyler. Did you become R all of a sudden? Is my son R?
Oh, hold on. I think he's looking at the computer screen, and it's like a minute behind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Tyler, let me look at see if you're getting it yet. See if you're getting this picture. Yeah, there you go. That right there, that's what we're kind of talking about, isn't it? No, just speak.
Yeah,
Well, no, I thought you were going back to the one I said before.
No, Jesus Christ, son. Look at your fucking, are you watching Facebook or YouTube right now?
Both.
Okay.
Or if you turn around and look at the screen in the studio.
But you can't really see that from here.
So, son, look at your fucking computer screen right now, what is being broadcast on YouTube and fucking Facebook.
Right.
All right. Would that be something you think would work? Or is that too, you know, he could also make that a little higher, too, now.
Well, I'm just saying our trailer is not, it doesn't have the flat piece on it, so it might be harder.
What flat piece are you talking about?
It's attached to the flat piece on the trailer.
But the trailer itself has rails along the edge, right?
Yes.
So that's all you need to attach it to.
Yeah. Tyler, are you?
Love me.
I'm sorry, Jesus Christ.
What Luffy?
Like Tyler, I even hate to ask you to look at the next fucking photo because you'll be able to pick that one apart. I don't think that you under Tyler, as you can see.
Daddy, we don't got a tandem axle trailer, so how's that gonna work?
Now, Tyler, if you look, you know they can weld them on the side of the fucking deal there. They weld these rods, they weld these on the side of the trailer, son.
Jesus Christ, 1,000 stars, twinkle, twinkle.
But that car's obviously an asphalt car, Daddy.
See, Daddy, the problem is we ain't got double axle, we got a single.
Yeah.
And we ain't got no fancy fucking porta potty like that, Daddy.
But our trailer doesn't have a tire rack like that, Daddy. What are you talking about? That ain't gonna work.
No.
We can't put tires on there, we don't got a tire rack.
Now, Tyler, what do you think about that design? That's currently on your computer right now.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you have in mind, Tyler? For real, like, what's going on here?
Hey, this is what the fuck we're hitting. This is what Hootie's gonna come up with right here. Straight from the cross-braced Willie, fucking Hillbilly Jones. Yeah. Fuck yeah, that's what it's gonna look like right there. Mm-hmm.
Getting pulled by a van.
Tyler. and it looks like it. You know, Hootie could make.
Well, that's not even on our trailer.
Well, goddamn, Daddy, I didn't know we needed a storm in the garage. We didn't even got a garage, Daddy. I'm thinking, that's right, Tyler, that's exactly what we need, right there.
Hold on, I'm delayed, give me a minute.
Oh, look at that one with gas tanks on it.
Yeah, oh yeah, look at this one right here. That's even got a toolbox, Willie.
Oh, that's nice.
But that's kind of what I'm looking for, like.
Yeah.
I sent Hootie a picture of that first one.
Yeah.
I text him a picture.
Yeah, I was going to ask them if you could just text me whatever, because I can't see it right now, but if you can get me what, you know.
The idea of it. Yeah, I sent it to you.
Like, look at that, Tyler. You don't think that's badass right there?
Now, do you need the underside open for the car to go, like, way under it?
Yeah, so this has to be a little bit raised so that the nose.
Gotcha.
Of the nose of Tyler's car.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's
one's fancy.
But that's way more than we need, too. Like, yeah. That. Oh, now.
Actually, Lynn Bailey came up with a good idea. If you do use the van, couldn't you put the rack on top of the van?
We're not talking about the van.
Oh.
Hey, Tyler.
The van doesn't exist, Lemmy.
Tyler, don't you think it would
7.3 liter.
Now, Tyler, don't you think it would be cool that if I could get Hootie to make us a couple of fuel jugs like this?
Yeah.
Or is that too, you know?
It's too job.
No, that'd be fine.
I do.
Relationship expert reveals the 7 signs your partner is narcissistic. Aren't we all narcissists? Pretty much. Anybody that is in any type of entertainment or content,
yes, they think that they have something important to say that other people need to hear about it.
Well,
I think that there's probably some level of narcissism.
I don't think that you can truly be and have the it factor that potentially could move the needle in your life, whether it be you're an entertainer, whether you're a CEO, whether you're an athlete. Whether you're, you know, a painter, a roofer, a carpenter, if you don't have a certain amount of, I'm real good, and I know I'm good, and I got a certain amount of security on what I do, I think that you need to be a little narcissistic to be successful.
I agree.
I don't think that you can just be like, I don't think you can, no matter what you're doing, if you're selling cars or you're being on the radio, I think you got to be. You got to have a certain amount of narcissistic swag in order to have the it factor, or you just blend in and you're not narcissistic and you're not, you know, probably very successful.
Right. But those people may be hard to be in relationships with, maybe challenging to date them.
I've gone through all these.
Okay. Do you have all of them?
I think so.
Okay. Great.
They lack empathy. Well, I think that that's not me. Do you? One of the most obvious signs that your partner is narcissistic is they lack empathy. Narcissists are self-centered and rarely consider how their partner might be feeling. It's all about them.
Check.
Check for who, please?
I thought we were doing you. I didn't check you, by the way, but.
I think you guys, I think I'm all bark and no bite. I almost said the F word. They have a sense of entitlement. Narcissists fundamentally believe that they are above everybody else. They think that they deserve special treatment because they view themselves as superior. For example, they might expect to be served in a restaurant first, even if the others have been waiting in line. That's not me.
No, that specific... Is not you.
No. Example is not you.
No. As a matter of fact, me and One-Eyed Billy and the Merch Creek went to Outback Blitz last weekend, 2 weekends ago in Ocala, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a Bloomin' Onion?
Yes, of course I did.
Oh,
it's good.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we got there, and they're like, okay, it's a 30-minute wait. And, you know, I waited. I just jobbed out. I just put my name on the list and jobbed out.
What do you think Dr. Dan would do during that? You think he'd wait?
I don't know what Dr. Dan would do.
But
complain about it.
Now, for sure, 10 years ago, would you have waited?
He probably wouldn't have went to Outback 10 years ago, though.
I don't know. I'm not answering that question. I can't answer that question. They need constant validation. There is nothing a narcissist loves more than admiration. They bask in compliments, and attention makes them feel alive. It stems from a deep insecurity, and ultimately external validation makes them feel better about themselves for a short period of time. Now, to be honest,
back home.
This isn't fair because everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say most people like that.
Like, okay, yes, me. Everybody. From my son to you, Anna, and everybody in between likes to be like, you know what? Good. I mean, Anna, how much do you brighten up
they
when
like
we're
to like, be appreciated?
Anna, you know what? When I, Anna, God dang, you kick ass. Thank you for
more
this.
Than anything else. It's great.
I agree.
So I think a little bit of this is like you're setting everybody up to be a narcissist.
Right.
They try to control you.
Well, that's
narcissists
what you do best.
Often try to control people and situation because they think that this means that they can influence how the people view them. It reduces the risk of situational arising where they suffer a blow to their ego. You know, the thing about it is you guys may think that I try to control you, but I have very little control of you in the overall scheme of things. In the overall scheme of things, like Anna, for instance, do I ever check your social media? Do I ever tell you to remove anything?
No.
Do I, if I got a complaint, if somebody complained to me about one of your tweets or something like that, do you really think I'd do anything about it?
No.
No. Unless it was just really, really bad.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. But let me just tell you this. So far, anything you've ever tweeted that got you in trouble with the other place, I wouldn't have a problem. I'd be like, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
grateful you're banned from Twitter.
I mean, as much as the show is about me controlling the you, so to speak, I don't think I have, like Blitz, I don't call in during ancillary shows very often and screw with people.
Well, what about like relationship-wise? Because I think that's what they're talking about more
well,
so.
Well, I have several relationships. One of my relationships are with you guys.
Okay.
And then,
I'm
the, and then
more
the other
romantic.
One would be
yeah,
like
I mean, that's not what this is about, though.
Me as a boyfriend.
Like romantic. What about like, oh, okay, as you as a boyfriend. Okay.
But like a real boyfriend, not
like
your boyfriend
my boyfriend. Not a boyfriend. You're a boyfriend.
I think I have a lot of these. I think I do. I think I, you know, yeah.
No, definitely.
I mean, yeah. Most successful men do. I mean, I don't try to control my girl, but I, you know, have some very strict things I like.
I just have rules. It has nothing to do with control.
Yeah, you call it control. I call it rules.
Don't like it, got out.
The next one will be the control, but call it something else.
Yeah. I don't control a person that I'm dating. They use sarcasm to put you down.
What's sarcasm?
They use sarcasm to put you down.
Well, that's your job.
Yeah, I'm a very sarcastic. Like, I hate to be Tyler because, like, you don't even know what world I'm playing in half the time.
That's my problem with people, too.
Well, you just are have a far more, I'm far more positive than you are.
Blitz is more dry.
Dry mm-hmm. dick.
Dry dick.
Yeah. I'm more like
lube.
Happy.
Wet.
Wet.
You're yeah. wet.
I'm happy wet.
You're, yeah.
Blitz is a dry dick. Tyler, is it tough living with me and me being your dad, knowing what world you're in at the time that you're with me?
I mean, no, not really. I'm just so used to it that I can, you know,
you can.
I kind of already understand it, so.
Learned helplessness. It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, welcome. I mean, like, Tyler knows. Tyler knows everything.
Everything?
I think Tyler knows everything about me.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, he knows everything about me.
Well, he can't answer that because he doesn't know, so.
Yeah, it's a trick question.
Yeah.
I like when they're to my favor.
Well, when was the last time you learned something new about your dad, Tyler? That shocked you. Oh, when he was married. Remember he found that out?
Yeah, and then the St. Louis deal.
Oh, that you might have 30 brothers, too?
Yeah. Okay, 30, so yeah, so he doesn't know everything about you.
All right, so I have a few abortions on my tab, and I just donated sperm back in Terre Haute. What's the big
and
deal
used
about
to be
that?
Married.
And yeah, and you had a second
I
marriage.
Wasn't married. I got it. And it no, it
but
got
still
it.
Got
I know,
married.
But you still got married.
To Jill or something?
Does that make Tyler
the
hate
Fox.
Me? Does that make you hate me now, T?
No.
All right. You guys just try to cause problems with me. They ignore your point of view.
Well,
narcissists think that they are always right, and narcissists will shut you off when you try to explain your perspective on a situation because they are convinced that they know best. Man, who wrote this? The merch crick?
Jesus.
She had her hands on the hips.
No giggling.
Yeah. You saw her trying. Anna, you saw her trying to get stiff with me.
She
you
was.
How, and you saw how that worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, you went 1 through 7 on her real quick.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's like, oh, it's illegal to laugh. It's illegal to make funny of a bad situation. A bad situation that really sucks, and we're trying to make the best of it through giggling. And you're kind of come down here with your hands on your hips and try to make a big deal
in
about
front
it.
Of your friends.
In front of my friends. I'm out here rolling some game, and you're really pissing me off. And by the way, that's a shoot. That's literally what
I know.
That was so funny.
Put her in a vent and locked her in a room.
They disregard your...
threw her in the ceiling.
Jesus Christ, you're worse than a narcissist.
Yeah, I'm... I don't even know.
You're a dictator.
Just like Brian said, my therapist quit me for a reason.
Of course.
Because if she fixed me, then...
she would become you.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
What's worse than a narcissist is a psychopath.
Oh, well.
Okay, let me, what's worse than a narcissist?
A psychopath.
All right, once you go through those, I shouldn't have to tell on myself. Why don't you bring up the characteristics of a psychopath?
Ready, go,
Lummy. Did you not pull it up and have it ready?
I did, but it's giving me a little bit.
They don't recognize taps.
I recognize taps.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Eventually.
Sure.
Hey, Alexa, what are the characteristics of a psychopath?
Sorry, I don't know that.
How do you not know that?
That's pretty simple. That dumb bitch should know that.
Hey, Alexa, what are the characteristics of a psychopath? That's easy as hell, bitch.
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, psychopathy is characterized by diagnostic features such as superficial charm, high intelligence, poor judgment and failure to learn from experience, pathological egocentricity and incapacity for love, lack of remorse or shame, impulsivity, grandiose sense of self-worth, pathological lying. Did that answer your question?
It sure did.
Yes.
Damn, bitch.
Or,
thanks for your feedback.
Alexa, you nailed it.
You could have had a picture of me. Lummy.
I'm just looking at a couple other pictures. She's not my type. I mean, obviously. No, she has no breasts. I like big pendulous breast.
What'd you say?
You like what?
Big pendulous breast.
Wait, how you like what?
What's a pendulous breast?
Large. Like Pendulette from like Penn and Teller?
Yes, I like his breast.
Pendulette breast.
Don't let him off the hook on this one. Don't let him
off the hook on this one. Pendulums? Is that
what do you mean? Big pendulous breast.
What though?
Right? Big pendulous.
Let him navigate through it on his own.
Okay, okay.
See if you can work through it, Lummy.
Pendulant?
Pungent?
Have I got anything here? Come on, big pendulant breast. Pendulant. Does no one know what I'm talking about?
No.
Nope.
It's not
I bet
word.
Tyler does.
No, Tyler doesn't know anything about that.
I don't think he speaks stupid.
Tyler, you know anything about what he's talking about?
No idea.
Exactly. I know Tyler speaks stupid, and you guys can sometimes communicate like dolphins, but I don't think he's quite on this one, buddy.
Pendulum. Anybody? But come on. Pendulum? Now I'm just getting bamboozled here.
By chat, yeah.
Okay, you know a pendulum. It's pendulum. It has to be. Does anyone? Okay, do you guys know what the word I'm talking about, though, is?
Does Alexa know?
Hey, Alexa. Swings back and forth?
What does pendulum mean?
The adjective petulant is usually defined as move to or showing sudden, impatient irritation, especially over some trifling annoyance.
Those are the kind of boobs you
like. You like boobs that irritate boobs. You and annoy you?
No, you guys don't know the human language.
The human language.
The human language. I just said human language. Look, large, pendulous breasts.
You said you didn't say pendulous.
Oh, no, I see the word
you
now.
Did not say pendulous. You said pendulet.
Pendulet.
Yeah, like Gillette.
I can ask her that. Watch this. Hey, Alexa, what does pendulous mean?
The adjective pendulous is usually defined as hanging down loosely. For more, ask me to give you more definitions for pendulous.
Oh, yeah, give me more definitions for pendulous. I asked! Lummy, you're right. Hanging down.
Yes.
Loosely.
No, don't say yes that you nailed it, bitch.
You said it wrong.
You could not have looked any dumber, buddy.
If I'm close enough to the word, that should at least count for something that I was able to pull that out of my ass and then get it to then where realistically everyone kind of knew what I was talking about.
Who put together the previously on? Like who picks out what we're using and puts it all together?
That was me.
Well, God damn it, buddy. You know what? I'm half as mad at you right now than I was when I just started.
Bubba Army, New Hampshire, $10 cash. Yeah,
That was brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus doesn't have anything to do with that process?
Well, no. He occasionally helps me out, but most of the time it's me.
Okay, now, so.
Going through it.
Yeah, take that credit, Lummy. Take that credit.
Yeah, you take the good stuff while you can get it, because there's some bad stuff a-coming, buddy.
Oh.
So anyway, whoever did the best of the previously on, brilliant. The other thing is this. I've been really biting my tongue for the longest time because
have you really?
I think it's my son that's that's responsible for this. But I don't know if I would let any other employee have we have a 4-second dead roll before every previously on. Do you notice that? Do you know like every and it's I don't know if Tyler has a certain setting where it just adds 4 seconds to it. But for, I don't know, since Tyler started doing it, we got a 4-second dead roll on every, and it's only on previously on.
On like the beginning?
Yeah, there's like.
It's just 4 seconds of dead air.
If somebody could.
Every time I upload it, like that one right there, I think it was 35 seconds.
I deleted it.
Oh.
So somebody can put it back up if you could, please. Tyler, I appreciate that. I think you know.
Every time I upload it to...
It just started when Caveman left and YouTube buffoons started doing the uploading to the previously on. It's when it started. And I didn't say anything because I was like, it's just Tyler. So, like, you guys can't see my screen right now, can you? Blitz, can
no.
you?
No.
Can you see? You can't?
I cannot, know.
Anna, will you come here for a second?
Yeah.
Just so you can verify. One, you're the closest. I'd have Lummy come, but...
I can see it on
Dan's. Do you have... Oh, you can see it on Dan's? Okay, so Anna, I want you to see this right here, cart one, you can see?
Yes.
Now, this is so you can hear. Watch the time.
Previously.
And it happened, and it's on every, so you witnessed it, right?
I did.
All right, so it's on every previously we've done since Caveman left. And Tyler and Lummy started the process. Now, listen, it's not a big deal. I've conditioned myself to know that I got a 4-second dead roll. Mm-hmm. Willie, that's why I keep the other element up. I just don't, you know, and then I fade it down.
Don't just drop the music.
But I think that it might just be a setting that somebody has put in the recording process or the uploading process.
Well, every time I upload it to Next Gen, it always adds that 3-4 seconds because every...
And so that's going to be like... How does it not, like, for instance, this right here. Subject to credit approval is my Lightstream disclaimer, right?
Yeah, why does it not do it there?
It doesn't do it there. It doesn't do, you know, like somebody...
Can I ask a question about money because I'm Jewish?
You know, not, you know, all the...
The Bubba Love Sponge Show finds adult African American men with adult white women. It's hot and very acceptable.
So what I'm saying is, like, we've uploaded other things, but it seems maybe the previously, Jesus, are you over there? And I want you to know, Jesus, like, I'm not getting on you or nothing. I was just like, let's figure this out, why this is happening. I'm not mad, okay?
Okay, well, I don't really have anything to do with the previously.
Oh, no, okay. I didn't know who did what around here, bud.
No, let me edit it, uploads it, puts it in Next Gen and everything.
Oh, fantastic. So, doing some of my son's job. You should probably teach him how to do that, Lummy.
No, he knows how to do it.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. Just one of those things that I, you know.
You do.
Yeah.
All right. Then he's already got you bamboozled and doing. That's great. Well, Tyler, how was the races last night?
It was okay.
Did it lock down?
A little bit, but wasn't as bad as the other night.
Right.
Still did a little bit.
Yeah. How's the crowd packed?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. Donkey teeth. How many subs?
Did you see that? Yes.
All right, Lummy. So can you see what I'm talking about here?
Yeah. So it's always been doing and
like, it does that like ever since you took it over. And I want you to understand, I'm not mad at you, buddy. I'm just trying to figure out maybe we have a setting, you know, some type of recording.
Buy Philly $100 cash.
Oh God, thank you.
And so I pulled up the Adobe that I used to edit. And, like, right now, this is 35.76 seconds.
It was, like, 39.
9-0. Yeah, 39-0.
That's, like, 3 seconds to every single previously that I upload.
Right.
Sort of setting that you have to tap into.
Yeah, Lummy.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe,
look into
like,
it.
A 0.5-er, you know, because you want a little.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll look into it.
No, Lummy, thank you for that. And, by the way, the content in itself, like this right here, although it takes me to see 1, 2, 3, 4. Previously. It was funnier in hell, Lum Lum.
Previously.
And do you edit it and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Bubba Love Sponge.
Lummy, you're far more valuable than I even pictured.
Joe.
Oh, what's worse than a narcissist is a psychopath.
Hey, Alexa, what are the characters? Right, we don't have to hear it again. Okay, it's great. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Now, Lummy, here comes the heat, bud. Uh-oh. And I even told Blitz, I feel really bad about getting on Lummy.
You did say that.
Today because, you know, I love him. But I'm mad about this.
And that was before you knew he did the previous.
Yeah, so it takes a lot of my madness is gone right now, buddy. But I
didn't leave the water running.
No, you didn't leave.
We wouldn't be able to tell.
We wouldn't be able to tell. Supposedly, Big Red's coming today.
Yeah, he is.
And he's bringing the leak police, and they're going to be able to hopefully find it. And I'm scared to death as to what it potentially could be.
Yeah, against our better will, we're all leaving the studio as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, we have to, because it has to be silence in order for this guy to be able to. I mean, I don't even know. Hopefully Big Red will report back to me and let me know how bad it is. But I'm scared to death. But anyway, Lummy, listen. I really, really am thankful for the additional programming that you provide when you and Brian do your little shows, your little sports shows, and it really is great.
It does
good for Facebook. It does good for YouTube. It's very good. It's a very good show. You guys certainly, I mean, you know, nobody would ever think that you two guys could really, but you guys are very sports knowledgeable. I mean, you guys are very, I mean, it's, you know, it's as good of insight into sports as, you know, even some of the really, you know, like the Jim Rohns and the guys at the Colin Cowherds and all those kind of guys, the First Take, you guys are as informative as they are. Brian's a walking statistician.
Well, it's good because, like, at the beginning of the season, they do all these picks, and, like, through the season, Lummy cuts them all up, and then they, like, today, like, yesterday, they play them back and see what, you know, how they did.
Yeah, Lummy. Yeah. So, Lummy, I see you cut your head kick back because you know there's a big butt coming, buddy. Do you know there's a big butt coming?
Yeah, I...
But, Lummy, like, other people do shows in my area. Well, listen, you've been with me since 06, buddy. And you see me grow, and you feel like it would have been unheard of back in the day. I was such a prick that I would never let anybody go and do a show, like, be on my, in my area. Like, you know, it was my area, my microphone, my chair, my board, my settings, my headphones.
Yeah.
It's like, that was my world. I'm very, you know.
And the whole reason why you had your own studio.
Right. I'm very particular.
Yeah, I try to keep it up to exactly. Right. I take pictures before and everything.
Sure. Well, what you didn't take a picture of all the tabs I have open, which are things I want to talk about, when you erase them all. Now, Anna seems to be able to do a show and not erase them. Anna, I come in here.
I'm very careful about that.
I come in here, and Anna has all my stuff back up, or she never even touched it. Like, Anna's the best. Well, just to let you know, Anna's the best, and you're the worst at this.
We're also the only two people that do it.
No,
hold on.
Lummy,
you erased every one of my tabs today. You had your own window open. With some stupid stuff. There's a couple Kyler Murray. Whatever you talked about last night was up. And all of my stuff was deleted. Now, no big deal, buddy, because Anna really did prep me pretty good today. Like, she got some good stuff.
Yeah, I prepped you for like 2 days.
Yeah, like she did. She prepped me super good. And there's a lot of great stuff to talk about. But I did have some stuff I was saving in the hopper that I had that are now gone. So,
well, listen, I don't think I closed it out. I think that it disappeared. Brian had me so full hot yesterday. I clicked off the Denver things.
What was Brian do?
No, listen, Brian was just being a dick.
That's just Brian.
Do you have excerpts of this? I'd love to play it on the show for a repurpose.
Yeah, cut up the clips.
That's the whole show where Brian's being a dick.
I'm just trying to do extra stuff.
Why can't you cut clips up, buddy?
Listen. Blitz, I'm going to come back there and kick
your
ass.
No, you're not going to do nothing because
you're
afraid.
You started the heat yesterday too, Blitz, with your stupid little comment in there that got Brian all worked up, which got me worked up, which now it's got Brian worked up.
What did he say to Brian?
And now all of a sudden, what did I say to Brian?
Hold on,
Brian
was just being a dick. Hold on. Blitz had me so goddamn worked up after the show that I actually had to go in my truck and lay down because I was so freaked out. You know what I'm talking about, Blitz.
Yeah, I mean, but that's...
I also know.
Yeah.
I know, but I was like, I felt like, you know, when we were talking about it when I was leaving, that you weren't really, weren't being as proactive as
I was trying to not get you worked up.
You were trying to stay calm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're staying calm to me. I took as...
Not caring. No. I was trying to...
I was flipping the out.
I know you would. That's why I wanted to be calm, because if I came to you all flipped out, you would really flip out.
You know, but next time you need to say, listen, you need to tell me, because there's a fine line in how people perceive you as not flipping out and remaining calm on a bad situation or not caring.
Okay, yeah, no.
Because, you know, you kind of, it's borderline with you at all.
I was working on things.
Next time, just tell me, hey, listen, you know what? I'm super concerned about this and I'm on it.
Yeah.
Could you say that to me?
Okay.
Because when you tell me, listen, you could very well go home and jay off and not do anything, but just you telling me that makes me feel
better.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I got my guy on it.
Right.
I got my, you know, because realistically, like, I mean, you're my guy when it comes to a lot of stuff.
I know.
You know, like.
But a lot of times I tell you stuff and, like, I try to stay calm because I'm like, look, if I'm flipping out, you're going to really go crazy.
Right. Well, so next time just tell me you're on it.
Okay.
Like, if when I was leaving, you just like, if you would have said, but I'm on it, I'd be like, okay.
Okay.
Then the little me didn't sting so bad.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, my God. I see my whole life flash in front of my eyes. I see my whole life flash in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
So, Lummy, buddy.
What happened, Lummy?
Lummy, listen. Just don't screw with my windows, buddy.
I'm trying not to, Bubba, but, you know, I get stressed out. And yesterday was, like, one of the worst days for me to have.
Why? What was so bad about yesterday, you know, buddy?
Brian was just being kind of a dick towards the end of the thing. Blitz came in and was trying to be a dick, too, which just kept piling it on. And then I'm starting there, and it was right toward the end of the show. And, you know, it's like being like, yeah. Like,
who
going
is?
Up the whole
who
time.
Is?
Brian. And then Blitz feeds into it. I don't think I closed your tabs out. I think someone else set me up, like,
no.
A Blitz or someone like
no,
that. Yeah.
No,
because, no. That's what it is around
nobody
here.
Nobody does. No,
yeah,
nobody would ever do that.
But Blitz,
don't trip
Blitz
me up, buddy.
Is
hold
a
on.
Nice word show.
Let me. Listen, I would have a hell of a lot more. It's more believable for you to say, I effed up, I closed them, than for you to do a big Zoinksville conspiracy willy deal. Because just nobody.
I came
nobody.
Back in, did close tabs, and open up sports tabs, make it look like you did.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I just wore my show. I sports show tabs
what?
Out.
I didn't understand one word what you just said.
He's a translator here.
Sports tabs out.
No. He said, okay, maybe I didn't close my sports tabs out.
Did he close your tabs out? I'm telling you.
No, buddy. I think when you opened up your new little page, then all of mine, you know, you opened up your little world, and it minimized and
yeah,
took
it diminished
rid of,
his world.
Yeah.
Or were you trying to send a message? I don't think you were, but were you
send
just saying,
what are you talking about?
Saying, hey, Bubba, I don't want you to cover stories that are a week old.
Right.
Oh,
if anybody got it,
my sports stories are way more important. I'm going to leave these up here for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see, this is what I'm talking about, Bubba. See, he's poking the bear, poking the bear. That's what he was doing yesterday to me with Brian. And that's what was really getting crazy.
Hold up, like, Lummy, what happened with you and Brian? I missed it.
How many Tampa Tylenols did you take this morning?
Did you completely crush up like 5 Adderalls? My God, slow down, buddy.
Well, Blitz knows how to get me like, bro, I'm fired up, and I'm fired up right now because I'm starting to think I already had to calm down yesterday.
Lummy, I'm not mad. Like,
man,
this is nothing to be.
What did Brian say to get you going?
First of all, I just said, could you please? Well, I'm kind of mad. Could you please be a little more mindful that I have all these tabs up and I need them up because I can't restore them once they've been minimized. Once you've closed X'd my out. Window, sometimes Blitz can get in here and recover it. Sometimes he can't. And today it wasn't recoverable because you must have. We don't know what you did. But just, you know what, be mindful, buddy. I'm not even mad at you. I love you. I don't want you to have a heart attack right now. You're like, there's no heat, buddy. I'm just telling you to be a little bit.
Trying to do extra content. I'm sorry, Bubba. I'm really, like, I'm shaking right now because I'm so freaking angry. Because I'm so pissed off that we're reliving yesterday. Brian and his cheap heat with Blitz kicker. And then
I can't wait to hear that. Did you pull the clip?
Lummy.
I swear to God, if you say that clip thing again, I'm going to lose it.
Lummy, but here's the deal, buddy. Buddy, you know how much more believable and valid your point would be if you went, bam, here's clip. Roll clip one, buddy.
Exactly. Where's the clip, Lummy?
And hold on. And then you know what, Bubba? After he did that, bam, hit clip two. And then after that, you know what, Bubba? We thought that was no way. Hit clip three. Bam. Yeah. Wow.
Talk about
Lummy.
Those three clips
really validate your...
See, maybe Brian.
This has got to be a joke. Really? I'm reliving this again? This stupid clip thing?
What clip?
Oh, man. Brian got on me about a stupid clip, and now you're getting on me about the clips.
I'm getting on you about the lack of clips.
Oh, so is Brian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All the heat got started because supposedly, you know, I don't know this, but supposedly Lummy had been telling Brian that he's got the clips from when they first.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I said I would be working on the clips and then I would have them by the Super Bowl. And the last one I needed was on the computer that I needed yesterday, but we had to get it off the Twitch because it cut off on the recorder, which you were a little busy yesterday doing some other stuff. So I didn't want to bother you about some stupid sports show that I could do for the next week the clips. And Brian's like, oh, you said it'd be done.
Brian's thing was that you've had like 4 weeks to do it.
Lummy. And that was the Lummy. That was
not
the,
helping your cause.
There you go. You had 6 months to do it
since we started the show.
Lummy. Yeah. And you know that yesterday's show is the last show before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
So if you say, I'm going to have them before the Super Bowl, unless you guys plan on doing another show, which I don't think there's one scheduled.
Well, we're doing one the following week after the Super Bowl, and that's what I told him. But see, Brian, he turned into Captain Dick Lawyer. He turned into a lawyer.
He is a lawyer, buddy.
Yeah, but when he puts a little sports hat on when he comes in here, and I don't need him to turn over time.
When he puts his jersey on?
I think you're freaking out over it. I think you're kind of being a little bit of a drama queen here, to be honest with you.
Now he's hiding his face in his shirt.
Yeah, like I think, like, you know, I'm just trying to ask you to be a little more mindful on my tabs. And then you say, well, the reason why I did the tabs is because Brian had me off. Let me just see if I can navigate through this, buddy, as quickly as fairly as I possibly can. Keeping in mind how valuable you are and how much I love you. And you're part of my, you know, I wrote down like the top 20, my 20 boyfriends. You're in my top 20 boyfriends.
Thank you.
Larry Plummer, Tom Bean, Jimmy, Clevis, Dan Diaco, Blitz, Lummy, Mark Tate, Stephen Jay, One-Eyed Billy, Travis, Big Red, Tyler, Brian Bernhardt, Tara, Sumo, the Nashes, and Britt Hatley.
Well, all made it in, they all made it in above Anna.
Oh, well, you know what? I put, you're right. I should put Anna in there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no. Anna's in there. Sure. Absolutely. I could. I make mistakes. I make mistakes. So let me, while navigating through this, you say, okay, I potentially closed your tabs because Brian had me flipped out. I said, okay, well, what did Brian do to flip you out? Well, Brian flipped me out because he got here and he started having an attitude, and then Blitz started co-signing with him, and they were mad about me. They were mad that I didn't have the clips of us talking throughout the year, predicting potentially what the Super Bowl would be.
Right.
Again, let me, I didn't hear the show, but I'm thinking that I can, I'm knowledgeable enough to piece this all together. Why is your head down, buddy? What's wrong? So then you say, Brian gets on you about not having any clips ready for the show.
I don't know this, but supposedly Brian said that Lummy has said for weeks, don't worry, I got him.
And so, okay. So
or at least I'm working on them. One
and
or two.
You're saying working that during your show, you had some heated exchanges.
Because Brian said, well, when did you try to pull these clips?
And there's some...
He was doing a stupid lawyer thing and not letting me answer the stupid question of the question that he asked me, which was, when did you pull the clips? I said, I pulled a clip today that was cut short. So you only pulled it today. No, Brian, I didn't just pull it today. I pulled it 3 weeks ago when we talked about it.
No.
And now all of a sudden he kept going, oh, so you just pulled it today to listen to it today. So you're just working on it today. So you're lying. You're a liar. And you're lying to me.
Hold on. And just you explaining it to me has me like, wow, I wish I could hear that.
Right.
Validating.
Or the clips I love.
Validating.
Love that clip.
Validating, buddy. You don't have the ability to
Clipless
pull clips.
Jones.
Yeah, like you're a clip poser. Oh, I'll get the clips, but you ain't got the clips. So let me just, in a real third grade type way, melt down and tell you what you could have heard had I had the clips. But I don't got the clips.
Nope.
See, Brian was right, Lummy.
So Lummy...
I don't know how to get him on Facebook.
What?
I don't know. I just hit that. Brian just got me so flipped out. I'm sorry about closing out your tabs. It will never happen again.
Okay,
I
perfect.
Promise. I'll bring now, my laptop the, up there.
And the other thing is this, buddy. Boom. Perfect. Thank you for that. And then the other thing is, when you have something good on your show, same with you, Anna, on Off the Rails. Same with you guys. If you guys would, you and Blitz would have a heated exchange, or there'd be a heated exchange with a caller, or, you know, anything that's, you know, kind of high spot-ish,
okay.
We could then promote on this show.
Repurpose. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be great. Be like, oh, hey, Lummy, I heard you and Brian really going at it. You got it? Yeah, right here. Hit clip one. This is when he started. Boom. Brian, here, hit clip two. This is when I almost, you know. I mean, that's not only giving, you know, great content to the big show, but it's also cross-promoting the little pissant show like you got on the big show.
Yes.
But you're not smart enough to realize that. If you're going to use that as an excuse as to why you made other mistakes, then that would be brilliant to have that audio piece. Enough said. Okay, buddy? I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, I don't want everybody's going to take that I'm picking on you, and I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm trying to make our show better. And I'm asking you to be mindful of my tabs, and I'm asking you to, when you have something that's funny or heated or something that's going to flap you up as much as it does, certainly that's something we probably should repurpose on this program, buddy. And stop dead rolling 4 seconds into the previous while we're at it.
I have to figure out what's going on there.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a pretty broad statement for your entire life.
Yeah.
I have to figure out what's going on there.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's your mantra, buddy. Blitz, what'd you just send me?
This is their show from yesterday. Started at 1:11, and it might not be clean. Just heads up.
All right, let me,
I think I did drop some bombs.
Hold on here.
Oh, boy.
What kind of bombs?
An hour and 11 minutes.
Okay. Now, see, Lummy, look who's got your back, kid.
Yeah, the same guy that buried me.
What?
Nothing.
What did
Thank you, Blitz, for having
the
my back.
The same guy that buried me is what he said.
Oh. That was an outburst.
I got a 111?
Yeah.
111.
It goes on for a while, but that's kind of where it starts.
Okay. By the way.
He knew before the show I didn't have this stuff done, but he just kept poking. He's like a little annoying gnat.
Look at you. Look like you're.
Duh.
Yeah, that's either real mad I'm getting ready
or
to kill
intense.
You, or I'm just stupid and I'm looking into the future.
No, that was, I think I was getting pretty annoyed with Brian.
Be done with it. You don't want this to come up into and carry over into the season. So the value of settling it is much higher early for the plaintiff, especially if his injuries are not that significant.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Man, love me.
Well, he's already poked
right here,
me in
right
the chest.
Right here is what they say.
He poked me in the chest.
Love me, like it's just...
Well, because I'm holding back from
what do
the
you
glove.
Think, sticking with the NFC South, that little...
When are we going to do our recap from the audio from last from our preseason
that's what we
picks?
Do. That's what we do right before the show.
No, let's do it right now. Come on.
So what do you think of the Tom Brady audio?
By the way, this is an hour into the show. Lummy obviously doesn't have this piece.
No. Right.
But, Brian
doesn't say, I don't have it. He just
I
like,
told
we'll do
him
it
before the show.
We'll do it at the end of the show.
Yeah. How do you think it's going to mysteriously put itself together, Lummy?
It's like Brian will forget.
Yes.
I don't care about any of this stuff. I want to go through our preseason predictions.
You did that on the previously, don't
no,
you?
No, we
did
not.
Hear it?
We did our Super Bowl only. We made a ton of predictions. Divisions. Teams, there was a ton of predictions, not just who was going to win the Super Bowl. You didn't cut up the audio, did you?
Well,
you didn't cut up the audio. Just admit that you were lazy. I've asked this from you for 4 weeks now.
The audio was, it got eight. So what I was cutting back.
Happy birtation.
talk about a birtation. my God, Lummy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, Lummy.
Something that was, you know, no, and that's the thing. I what do you consider? I mean, I might have crossed the line. No, I don't. I consider crossing the line. You and I could have as much beef as we want. I don't, we never,
I was cutting the tapes. See, we were on tapes. We were cutting them, and when we cut them, they cut a little short. So
no, they cut off like the last 7 minutes of the show. I saw that. It was like you had an hour and 13 to cut up there.
So, and Lummy, here's the thing. Here's what you don't like is he's pretty well researched.
Yeah,
so when
he's right.
So you know when he has you dead to rights, you just don't know how to. He's got you nailed. He's got you nailed, and you're nailed here at this point. And when you're nailed, Lummy, you usually just say, "Hey, you got me, buddy." But I don't know if you're smart enough. If you're smart enough to figure that out, you try to flim flam.
You got
to
tap.
Just admit you didn't do it.
I've been working on it.
You
hardcore.
Haven't. You haven't. Play me one audio clip.
All right. You want me to play one audio clip?
I want to hear one non-Super Bowl prediction audio clip. Yes.
Oh, hold on. Let's take this call while I pull it up real quick.
What the hell? Is this what Ashley has to do?
519.
You're just going to play audio and then cut it.
What 519. What Audrey just said is exactly what I said in chat. I said, Brian, now you know what I have to deal with every day.
No, I said with Ashley.
No, I know, but that's good.
How you guys doing today?
I'm pretty pissed at Lummy, quite honestly.
No, we're good.
Because he's been lying to me for a month.
No, I got
yes.
it.
No, you're a liar.
Let's
you're
go.
A liar.
519. We had a big-time phone caller
You're
here.
A liar.
We got a big-time phone caller here. Look at Steve Stamkos on the phone or Kyler Murray or somebody. We got a big time phone call here. You got some guy who listens to you guys' show. You're only groupie.
Hey, I have a question.
You're on with
here.
Babyface and guys, Liarface.
Oh, whatever.
What do you guys think of them changing the rules or potentially changing the rules?
Now, Lummy, at this point, are you scrambling knowing that you can't produce this clip because there's no clip that exists?
Yeah, I went on Twitch and I went to 2 months ago show and I was just going to play something.
You were just going to try to go and get a clip off Twitch.
Yeah.
And finagle it around to where you thought maybe it started and stopped, but you didn't have anything, did you, buddy?
No, it was on my laptop. No,
the answer is no, I didn't have anything.
I didn't have anything.
Real?
The answer is no, it's not. It's on my laptop. I didn't have it available to play.
I didn't have it available.
Back interceptions. You know, if you throw it to... the opposite team or the
does it get let me does it get any more intense here?
It does, but I don't know how far along.
It's like after the caller.
Yeah,
he just keeps poking,
and it wasn't
okay.
Lummy, hoping to punt it down because I told you I have a hard out at 1:30 today. You were hoping to get it punted all the way down to the end of the show so you could say we don't have time, and then we'll do it.
No, see, and Lummy, the bad thing about it is he even knows what you're trying to do.
Right,
like that's the bad thing. Like you're so nailed right now. He even knows that you're trying to just, you know, buy time and short space him because he has a hard out because he has depositions, and you were just going to like, oh, look at the time. We don't got time to go through the clips today, Brian.
Yep.
You got a hard out.
Sure was.
Next week. That's what you were hoping
no,
for.
Brian,
just admit it.
I'm not.
So where's the audio?
I'm
hoping we get mounted all the way down to the end of the show.
Oh, so let me now, here's what you did, is you just went and found a show from 2 months ago, and you're just hitting play, and you're acting like you're having technical difficulties. I've been doing this for almost 40 years. I know, like, let's leave and tell you, I may not be the smartest guy, but when it comes to radio, yep.
When it comes to radio and Flim Flam, and Bubba's the best.
I know. One of the things is my ability to know what's on the other line, where we're going with it, what type of atmosphere they're involved in. You know, do I hear kids in the background? I just take all types of things in consideration while I'm analyzing who I'm speaking with and then what I say. Lemmy, this is what you're doing. You went back and just Flim Flammed and found a show with you two a couple months ago, and now you're going to play it. And like, you know, jib it up, and it's like, oh, it's I'm having problems getting it to come up. When really you don't have any cue points, you don't know anything of anywhere what's on that tape. You literally just pulled a show, and you're scrambling around right now.
I was scrambling at that point.
You weren't, though. You weren't working on cutting up any audio.
I was working on it. I was working on some other stuff that we've talked about.
No, you were hoping. Lummy.
I know
you. And Lummy, the bad thing about it is the show would be so much better of a show and more entertaining and sports-like if indeed you had done that. This isn't sports-like. This isn't funny. This isn't good radio.
I know it isn't.
Arguing back and forth.
But that's what I didn't like. I didn't like that we sat there.
If you had just said, look, Brian, I didn't have time, dude, I'm sorry.
This show
would have moved on.
I told him that in the beginning.
Different shows that we have different responsibilities. For instance, this show is a lot of anything goes. We can talk about inner struggles we have here at work. We can talk about our personal lives. We can talk about the news stories. We can always get into COVID. We can always get into Republican and Democrat. We can always get into the president. We can always get into these are the highest gas prices in Florida for the last 8 years. Sure, we got that too. But we also have a lot of internal strife, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that's where we air all of that out in this show. This is like a soap opera for men. Like this show is very cult-like soap opera-ish, where you're kind of in on it. Mm-hmm. You know the language.
The cast of characters.
You know the cast of characters. You know who does what.
Right.
And you just, it becomes part of your life. Kind of like, Ozark and Yellowstone, where you just got to. That's what this show does. That's how we're able to be monetarily self-sufficient in the model we've built, is that like we're almost pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. If you like this show, you're going to have to support this show. And by supporting the show goes on. But it's like almost Netflix. Netflix doesn't need 35 million people to watch a program like Friends did. They need 750,000 to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need. So, Lummy, that's kind of our template as well. So, Anna has her dynamic with her rails. So, our show is encompassed of all of us. It can from be our personal struggles to Blitz trying to bang Anna to Anna being, weird and never getting laid to all of my plethora of problems to your issues to me and my son. It's just my mom, my sister, everybody, my boyfriends. This show can talk about anything. In fact, we got Brian Herta from the Indy Racing League.
Yep.
That's going to be in here on Tuesday. He won the St. Pete Grand Prix last year. He's one of the slingin'est D's in IndyCar, and he'll be in the studio. So we can do that, too. We do interviews. We do phone calls. We do monologues. We pick on each other. It's everything here. Anna's show, her off-the-rail show, is more towards like a conspiracy kind of deal. Anna doesn't get into, any of our stuff. She gets into some of her stuff, but it's very newsy and very conspiracy-ish.
Or like personal issues.
With a Blitz kicker.
Mm-hmm. Blitz is basically my therapist. He just listens to me talk.
Yes. I disagree.
But it's newsy and it's you, right? Would you not agree?
Yes, 100%.
Newsy, conspiracy, E-E-E, and you.
Yes.
Lummy, you and Brian's sports show should be about sports. Sports.
It is about
not
sports.
You two's inner struggle about your inability to produce and prepare good enough to have these particular clips. I don't want you two spending a third of the time arguing and you having excuses. I want to talk about sports.
I wanted to talk about sports too.
Sports, not drama.
I wanted to talk about sports. We always talk about sports, and he wouldn't get off it. He's like, oh, just – I'm like, Brian, I wanted
then
to
be a leader. Then be a man. Do what a wolf does.
I was trying to just move
and
on
that is
from
say,
it.
You know what, Brian? We're moving on from this bullcrap drama, and we're going to talk about sports. If you want to be over and be a little pussy boy over there and continue to kick my D in the dirt for not having these clips, then do so. But the last time I checked, Bubba, throw me under the bus, wants a show about sports. Bam!
Okay, if I have that permission, I'll do that. But I mean,
we
never got
need
it.
My
we've
permission.
Never,
you're the host of the show.
But we've never got into this. Like, we've never had a little pissy. It's always been sports, sports, sports. And that's why I started getting really annoyed because he wouldn't stop with it.
Don't bullshit me, buddy.
Get that, Bubba.
I got it.
Stop bullshitting me.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, double trouble on that deal.
We're hoping to punt it down because I told you I have a hard out at 1:30 today. You were hoping to get it punted all the way down to the end of the show so you could say, we don't have time, and then, oh, we'll do it next week. That's what.
When Lummy, instead of saying nope, you should have said, you're right, bud. You're right.
What you were hoping
no,
for.
Brian,
just
I've
admit it.
On. I'm not. I'm,
so
I'm,
where's the
audio? Right now, Lummy is scrambling right now looking for
anything.
And that's probably why all my tabs got destroyed, because Lummy was just going crazy on it. Lummy was more computer active yesterday during your program than you ever. Usually you don't mess with the computer that much, but you were scrambling on my computer trying to find these clips. Am I not right?
Yes, you're correct.
And is that not just unbelievably coincide with the fact that all my tabs are down?
That might have been one.
We're hoping we get $60.
Since everything's playing at once, he has to start X-ing things out.
Exactly. Everything's playing at once, and he's got a little crap-eating smile on his face because he knows he's getting banned. Listen,
Warren.
Watch Lummy.
He's calling him Warren.
You weren't working on cutting up any audio.
I was working on it. I was working on some other stuff that we've talked about.
No, you were hoping. This is Lummy.
I know you would never.
We're hoping to punt it down because I told you I have a hard out at 1:30 today. You were hoping to get it punted all the way down to the end of the show so you could say, we don't have time, and then, oh, we'll do it next week. That's what you were hoping for.
Brian,
just admit it.
I'm not.
Lummy, you're the liar. You've really developed some bad.
No, hold on.
Hey, this makes you look horrible.
But I showed him before the show, Bubba. I showed him before the show. I said, here's what I've been working on. I don't have it because it cuts off. I didn't have time to ask Blitz for the
but
one.
But that's not what you're saying here.
But
that's
it's
not what you're saying here.
I told him before the show, and instead of talking about sports.
Audio.
I'm
hoping to get now. Look at Lummy.
Look at his little grin. Lummy, you know, like body expressions and body language don't lie.
Well, it's a I'm in trouble smile.
Oh, yeah.
I can't play it because of all the.
No, you were trying to play it.
It's a nervous smile.
You're full of shit.
Uh-oh.
At least they're being good-natured about it.
Yo, yeah. It was funny.
It's funny, Lummy.
Is this the rest of the show, just him yelling at you?
No, he said, you know, Lummy, let's just pull the nose up. And
Brian,
I'm telling
you. Just take the L, buddy. I'd be a whole lot less mad at you if you just own your...
There you go.
Isn't that amazing how I gave you the same advice, Lummy, but you don't have the ability to do that. You're just always flim-flamming, trying to hang on to some shred of a lie to get you out of trouble.
But it wasn't a lie. I showed him
it was a lie. He had you nailed, bud. He had he had the whole thing analyzed and nailed.
No. He
Take
had
it
analyzed
out.
Because I told him before the show.
Mistake.
So he knew everything.
You didn't edit the audio.
Hey, it doesn't make it any better if I go, hey, Blitz, guess what?
What?
Today at noon, I'm robbing a bank.
Oh, okay.
And then I go rob a bank at noon, and I go, well, Blitz knew.
Yeah, you told me.
Blitz knew.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I was robbing a bank. Doesn't make it any because you telling somebody you don't have it doesn't cover your ass of not having it, buddy.
But no, you gave him the ammo to bust.
That's
on
what
him,
I'm saying. Right? I didn't edit. It's not complete yet.
That's on you. You're stupid.
No, it's not even partial. It's not started yet.
Yes, it is. It's on my computer. I haven't been able to get every single thing because if you remember. Our shows.
Here comes the lie. You can tell when he's just mentally scrambling right now. He starts throwing these little words together. You can just see Lummy trying to cover his ass, scrambled up.
We're back on Twitch and getting the different audios that I need. That
it was also on Bar.
Lummy just tries to throw some technical words that the average person won't call him out on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but that doesn't record.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm mad at Lummy. I'm not mad at Lummy at all. Lummy, I'm not mad at you at all, buddy. We're just sledding through some housekeeping issues here, okay, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Now, see, if you oversell the fact that you're sad, then that gets heat on me, buddy.
Sorry. Yes, sir. I appreciate
No, I don't mean, like, not that, but just, you know, the fans hate me when I get on you, and I'm not getting on you.
It's not you, Bubba.
We're playing with Brian and all this.
It's Brian.
Listen, I'm just trying to make your show better. That's it.
I do, and I appreciate everything.
I appreciate you, bud.
Thank you. Bar doesn't record.
Ever?
But I should be able to bring up issues that I feel you are making a mistake on, should I not?
And yes. We always handle everything on air.
Yeah, everything's on air. If Anna, you know, if Anna messed up, you know, if Anna, I don't know, Anna's perfect. She never makes any mistakes. Now, does she?
No, never. Yeah, no, never.
Oh, no.
We would have to physically go back there, hit the record button.
I can't even think of the last time Anna pissed me off. Blitz, you might be able to.
There's a few, but I too have forgotten.
Yeah, you're not gonna tell on yourself.
She doesn't ever piss you off on the show.
Lummy, when's the do you have any of your trappers?
Shut up.
Lummy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the last time on I had any heat with you at all is when you were when we were going to Orlando and you only had given I wanted everybody at least, you know,
yeah,
7 to 5 minutes
early, not 3 minutes early.
Yeah, you were really cutting it. I think that's close. The last time I had any.
But then
heat
my ass saved me. Remember, literally,
and I only had heat until we got to Auburndale, and as soon as we went to the Love's truck stop, and that donkey walked out, I was like, "Whoa,
not mad anymore."
And I wasn't.
Nice.
I know that's probably not as a boss the right way to become.
Whatever gets me out of trouble. I'm
mad at an employee. So you're mad at an employee? Yes, I was until I saw her ass, and then I'm like mad at her anymore.
This ain't corporate America.
This is Bubba.
Let it eat.
Bubba Zuckerberg. What's that guy who ran CNN?
Jeff Zucker.
Yeah, Jeff Zucker.
So let me. Do I need to write down document that I became unmad upon looking at an employee's ass? Like document that. That way I can't get in trouble for it.
Yes, I will document it for you.
So let me. So Anna, I think that's the last time I was mad at you.
Yep.
Right. So Lumbud, like I'm not mad at you. I just stop lying to people. And if you don't got something, I don't got something. Don't run everybody through the buckle brush full of lies and excuses when the person you're talking to knows that you're lying. If you're talking to little purple jersey, you can flim flam some people, Blit. I mean, Lummy, you can't flim flam us. Flim flam, you know, Hootie. You can flim-flam Hootie all day.
Well, that's, yeah. It's
okay, right. Then. Know who you're flim-flamming. And take an L, buddy, as a man.
But see,
as a man, take an L.
I was annoyed with Brian at this point because
everyone's annoyed with Brian all the time.
But I tried to move on because I tried to bring up the Tom Brady thing, and he goes, I don't want to talk about that. Then I said, let's talk about the Gronk. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the clip thing. Like, he kept going back to it.
He wanted to talk about
it. He wanted you to admit it.
Exactly. That's all he wanted.
Well, Brian doesn't need to know anything.
Lummy, talking about the Tom Brady, the various topics, that's fine. Everybody's going to talk about that. But nobody has clips of them making predictions back in the day. That's what people want to hear.
Neither do we.
I know. Neither do you guys. You're right. That's the right way to look at it, buddy. See, you're right.
On the other computer, and you always get it on Twitch. And Brian, Twitch shows on video.
See, a lot of times when Lemmy's lying, he adjusts his waistband, if you guys know that or not. It's a nervous tweet.
It gets fidgety.
Take a lot of room, and I do other stuff that my laptop doesn't have that much hard drive space, so I have to do show by show.
Pride's not buying it.
You know what it reminds me of? Milton from Office Space.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? A whole bunch of words, but nothing. It means nothing.
Well, don't say that, because Milton burns down the building at the end of the movie.
You're right.
Yeah, show by show.
And that's what I'm working on.
Blitz has got some computer algorithm that takes us 1 cent off of everybody in the whole wide world on Twitch. And he's, you know. And he's accumulating all this, and then him and Lummy are going to burn the building down.
Yeah, but it was
we did different shows.
It was one main show where we gave the vast majority of our predictions.
That's the one I got to get because I thought it. No, hold on. I thought it was the 9-6 one with Tyler.
That's the one I got to get.
Lummy.
When you do a show, I like for you to be more prepared. And just not roll up in here and wing it.
No, this is not winging it.
What do you mean? Hold on.
No, I was prepared. We broke down the whole Super Bowl roster.
This is the epitome of winging it.
No.
Not well.
This was not. Hold on. We were breaking down the whole entire Super Bowl roster from position to position, which we already did in the first hour. And then I wanted to talk about the hirings.
And then the last hour would have been great for us to say, you know what, man? Let's roll who we thought was going to win the NFC East back in October. Let's roll who we thought was going to win the Central. Let's roll and what did we think that was going to win the NFC Championship? And what did we think the Chiefs were going to do? Boom, 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 boom. That's good and funny. And more importantly, that's prepared.
I prepared on the news stories. I didn't get to pull the
shows
one
that
clip.
We do with Tyler.
But buddy, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How long has he been asking for these clips? He's been asking them for a while, has he not? In fact, I know for a fact that he said our last show before the Super Bowl, we need to roll those clips. Was that not a conversation you guys had a while back?
Yes, it was.
How long ago?
We talked about it for a couple weeks now.
There you go.
I'm doing other stuff too.
This is winging like you never want.
Bubba, if I said I can't do it because I'm cutting up a sports show thing, and then when I actually have the clip and I work on it and it cuts off and I don't have time to go grab the other one because I'm doing other stuff for the main show, that's what I told him. I'm like, Brian, I have other stuff.
Let me just say
I'm
something because it all just sounds like every one of his stupid excuses.
It's only on one or two.
I know. Hold on.
Didn't last long.
Hold on. That's the one I was working on because I thought that our prediction was the one with Tyler.
Joe Biden makes more sense than
because
this.
I couldn't find our prediction. So did we do a show before?
No, and here's Lummy with an IQ of about 82 that's trying to bamboozle a guy with an IQ of about 140.
Yeah.
Or Tyler?
Lummy, I don't know.
No, but
I know
you've had
4 weeks. 4 weeks to do this, and you told me you were doing it the whole time.
I was working on it.
So diligently.
I was working on it.
I know, to the bone.
I was.
Sweating every night.
And let me, four weeks, have you been telling them you're working on it?
I do. I have this stuff pulled, and I started listening to it, but I do other stuff.
I know you do,
like,
buddy.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get pulled away in one way. So the sports show, in my opinion, on the previous day on that, I'm like, I can do it probably before. One, we were supposed to do it, the show at 4 o'clock. So usually I get everything done at 4. Brian obviously is a lawyer and had to do depositions. We moved the show up to 12. So it, like, cut my time that I wanted to go through and, like, finalize everything.
But Lummy, I understand you guys moved up the show for that particular day's schedule, but buddy, you've had 4 weeks.
Yeah, I've cut the other audio for other stuff for the sports show, and the prediction one was I was going to get that at the lat, like right around the Super Bowl time, and it got away from me, which
okay.
I told him.
Right.
I had other stuff to do.
Okay, buddy.
And no. I told him that, and that's why he won't
Anna,
stop.
Can you help me manage him, please?
No. I don't know how.
Please, Blitz,
I don't have the skills.
Blitz, can you help me manage him while being trying to get the point across, but not getting everybody all mad at us on chat that we're trying to pick on Lummy?
Big
love
from Charleston, 1,000 bits.
Because we're Lummy, please rally the Lummy troops that understand that Bubba's not picking on you, please, because they're gonna really hate me. They love you so much. You can do anything wrong. You can be unprepared. You can lie.
Well, Lummy loves it when the fans stick up for him.
Hold on. No, but hold on. I wasn't unprepared, Bubba. The only thing I said, hey, Brian, I was working on the audio right here. I didn't get it done in time.
Lummy.
The thing was cut off.
When did you tell him that?
Before the show, when we were standing out there.
He wanted you to say it during the show.
Okay, well, great. I wanted to move on from it.
All right. Well,
but no, because that's what Mark did.
Okay.
He wanted to sit and bury me in front of him and be like, look, Lummy's dumb. I've been telling Lummy to do this for a while. Like, it pissed me off. And
all
I'm
right,
like,
buddy.
No, I'm not going to sit, Brian, when I've already told you something outside of the thing. Let's move on. I have all this other stuff we could talk about in sports. Now, Bubba, which I told him after it, you're going to think I'm unprepared. Now we're just going through. Well, I'm just flim-flam. Like you said. I want you more prepared. I had multiple things to talk about. I had multiple things to talk about from all the different quarterback situations that are going on now.
Did you have the clips?
We don't play clips because we can't pull them up on YouTube or we can't play that stuff.
No, did you have the clips of your show and the predictions that you guys were going to
make? No, but I told him that before it wasn't done.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's not unprepared for a sports show.
Okay, buddy.
But I knew who we picked. I just didn't have the audio.
Okay. No big deal, buddy. We're all good.
You good, Lummy?
I'm good. Thank you for the explanation, you liar.
Oh.